Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Cakes, EB, and JP. We'll get into the entertainment page coming up at 8:20. Then Greg Doyle from the Indy Star will join us to talk about what the Colts have chosen to do at quarterback. Their number four pick, Anthony Richardson, who's had some starts, will start the year on the bench in favor of Daniel Jones.
I know we're going to get to the calls in just a bit on Terry. Where's your Terry-o-meter? Do you think he suits up for the Commanders in week one? Nugget from Tom Pelissero, NFL insider. He tweeted this just about 20 minutes ago. Hold on, I just lost it. I'm paraphrasing. The Vikings are in the market for a veteran wide receiver in the wake of Jordan Addison's suspension. No trade is imminent, but they are actively seeking help at the wide receiver spot. Justin Jefferson missed a bunch of practices during the preseason, though he is on track to play week one. He had a hamstring injury. The Vikings could be potentially sniffing around for some wideout help. So that's out there.
But are they sniffing around to the point where they're going to pay a guy $25 million?
That I don't know, because they're already paying.
Or are they looking for like a Michael Gallup type?
Well, I don't know that many teams are looking for a Michael Gallup type.
You understand what my point is? Sure. A veteran. There's a big difference between a veteran and a superstar.
Yeah. His exact words were, with Jordan Addison suspended and multiple injuries, the Vikings are seriously exploring veteran receivers in the trade market. All-pro Justin Jefferson hamstring is on track for week one. His early season running mate may not be on the roster.
Right. All right, let's play out some of these calls.
And that makes sense because you want to help J.J. McCarthy as much as possible with him starting, with limited action in the NFL due to an injury in his rookie campaign.
Right. Let's go to Chris in Gainesville. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. We're kind of hitting a critical moment here in the McLaurin deal. Let's go to Chris.
Hey, boys.
Chris, what's up,
hey,
bud?
Hey, boys. Salutations. Yeah. Hey, I know it's an older reference, but I can't get out of my head the movie Casino. Like, I feel like Terry's in a toxic relationship like Sharon Stone was with James Woods' character, where it's just
Lester Diamond.
He can't get away from it. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Because he's under contract. They hold all the cards to Cakes' point. And, you know, why go down this road when you have such a good thing? Like, there's got to be something in his ear where he keeps going back. Because, like I said, he's under contract. And I love Terry, but I just feel like there's something like toxic. And all the pay Terry people, he's under contract. Why should we bend to this? I get he only has.
Do you want him long
left,
term? But let's say they could agree to something that both sides were happy with. Do you want him here long term?
I want Terry for the yes. I've been a fan forever. Listen to you guys forever. I love Terry. I just don't understand the whole backstory. That's the only thing that I can in my head is equated to. Like there's some weird relationship with this agent. I get the agents are supposed to be the bad guy, but this guy I feel like is leading Terry down such a bad path. That it's gotten
well. He's
like
not the only. Other guys have gone down this path. Jamar Chase went down this path last year.
Yeah, that's fair. But this is important to me, and I feel like Terry's such a good guy.
We understand
right,
that.
Right. All right. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it. Thank you, buddy.
Buddy Baker could be leading Terry down the wrong path, but at some point, Terry could say, "I'm the boss here. I employ you. You are in my employ. You're not the one calling the shots here. I'm the guy calling the shots."
Might say like we're. Look, we really don't know anything about Buddy Baker. He might actually be doing a really good job.
He could be leading him down the standard path.
He might just not have the clientele that you're used to and have many big names, but he might actually be doing a really good job for Terry.
Well, he certainly advocating hard for him.
I'll tell you this. He is keeping his name in the news cycle. I mean, there's no shortage of Terry speculation and talk.
No, Buddy is public enemy number one because nobody wants to be mad at Terry because they like him so much, and nobody wants to be mad at the new regime for not caving in.
Yeah,
maybe.
So Buddy is by default public enemy number one in all of this.
Maybe.
I think it's okay to be upset with the organization for not getting... For not budging, or
I think it's okay too. But I think
I'm a little bit perturbed that they're picking this fight with Terry.
Even if you are like the most ardent Commanders fan on the planet, it's okay to push back against the organization every once in a while.
Yeah,
it's okay. They're going to be okay.
Right.
Relax a little bit.
Let's go to Mike in Hyattsville. Mike, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Good morning, gentlemen. And first of all, I hope that. Your colleague Jason is safe down in North Carolina, and the storms are not affecting.
I haven't paid.
So too.
I haven't paid any attention.
I've
did
paid
it hit
very
hard?
Little attention
did it hit hard yesterday or something?
I don't know. Yeah.
But I always want to think of him first more than anything else. Secondly,
he's thinking about him more than I am.
On this, AKA Commanders, in reality, Redskins situation with Terry.
Yeah.
I would think he's got blood-sucking agent Leech, Buddy Baker beside him. I would say both of them are blood-sucking leeches. He claims to be such a leader.
Hold on, McLaurin. You're calling Terry McLaurin a blood-sucking leech?
I think he's just in his feelings.
Both of them.
Yeah.
He's got a contract. He claims to be such a leader, a professional. He's got 1 year contract. Play under that contract. Produce under that contract. And check with John Keim. Isn't there a provision under the NFL rules that if he doesn't show up and play under that contract, couldn't they shut him down for the entire year?
Oh, they could do some things like that. Yeah, they could put him on a list. And they could shut him down. But they don't want to do that either because they know they need him.
Yeah, they make him mad enough, they could shut him down, and he doesn't get paid zilch.
Yeah, yeah. But that also hurts the team, too, because they actually do want him.
Yeah,
I do believe
need his
part
production.
Of the reason why when they came up with the Terry-o-meter and Drab was talking about this looming holdout situation, part of the reason why I was always positive was because both sides, I thought, wanted a deal done.
Mm-hmm.
Terry, I thought, wanted to stay here. He may not now. He may just be so fed up he's ready to go anywhere. But the Terry wanted to be here, and the team definitely wanted him. It wasn't a situation where, like, you know, Kirk already wanted to leave.
Right.
You know what I mean? And the team didn't want to pay him.
Mm-hmm.
Both sides, I do believe, want to get a deal done. I don't believe that if you gave Adam Peters truth serum, or you're having a beer with him somewhere, he would say, you know, really, we just want Terry to play on this deal and try to get out of it.
Right.
I don't think that's it. I think he actually wants to get a deal done with Terry. And but I think Terry wants to get a deal done.
So the numbers are radically different.
The numbers are just radically different.
Yeah, they are on.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Rick in Charlestown. Rick, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate you, a long time listener.
Thank you, man.
Hey, okay, what if Terry gets injured, you know, gets the deal done, and all of a sudden he's injured, ACL, oh, God, okay, we lost the majority of the season. I mean, I think personally they got Lane, you know, to be that number two next to Terry. So if Terry doesn't show up, I wouldn't be surprised if Lane ain't getting the deep balls.
Well,
they'd love to have that.
They drafted Jalen. His phone's killing me. They drafted Jalen Lane to be a compliment alongside Debo and Terry.
Right.
Jalen Lane was not drafted in the fourth round to become wide receiver two on this team. That's not the plan.
No, they probably thought he was going to be wide receiver four or five.
Kick returner, and you sprinkle him in as a rookie. Like, they don't want him to become the de facto number two wide receiver on the team. Is not the plan.
It'd be great if he developed into that.
That would be fantastic.
But those were certainly not the expectations.
That would be great. If he becomes a contributor as a rookie outside of special teams, I feel like that's all gravy for the team. But they're not counting on him to catch 50 balls in this offense.
No. All right, let's go to Ba Bah in Greenville. Yeah. Hey, bud, you're on with the Jucks.
What's going on, guys? Good morning. Good morning, Junkies.
Good morning, buddy.
Man, I've been listening to y'all for 20 years. I ain't even going to go back to the thing, but
let's get real.
Me, I got issue. My issue is Peter. Let's go back. What did Peter do so far on his draftees? The only thing was Jaden. Jaden, 80% of DC know that was Jaden. So that's not even a...
Sandstrill was a pretty good pick.
Yeah, but I remember a couple of weeks ago, one of his second round was cut. Right now,
Fifth round, Dominic Kemp.
Yeah, Luke McCaffrey will be cut because he ain't good. I'm sorry. I love the bloodline is nice and all of that, but the guy can play. So let's get back to Terry. Terry deserves $30 million. Let's be real. Let's be real, y'all. Terry is the standard. Terry is the standard commander. The man play here with bad quarterback. I ain't even talk. Y'all, we all know. Y'all see what he doing with Jaden. We got this thing cooking. Peter come out of nowhere and want to make it look like it's big. I think Peter about to mess up his own job. You know why? This is the first contract now Peter is calling. Peter, when he was in San Francisco, he was behind the room. He was not making the last call. So when I hear all these people talking about Peter, know this, know that, Peter was not making the call. There's a general manager over there.
Man, things are shifting. Yeah. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, buddy.
You know, you think about how things are shifting in that Peter's, it was always in Adam we trust, right?
Yeah.
you see people turn, and now people are turning on Terry too?
Mm-hmm.
Not many, but some.
This impasse is driving people crazy. They're picking sides. They're sharpening their knives at this point.
The thing that's making me the most crazy is we're an inferior team without him.
Definitely.
We need him. Figure it out.
Hey, but Jaden said he'll be walking through that door
that
soon.
That actually does encourage me. That does encourage me,
right?
Because he must know something. Or you think he's just saying that based on hope?
I think he's just an optimistic guy. He's not like us. He doesn't think about dying every single day.
Oh, he doesn't.
Well, he's an optimistic young guy.
Yeah, okay. All right.
So maybe that's part of it. He just sees the good in everything.
I think he just has faith in the organization.
Let's go to Joe in Manassas. Joe, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show, as always.
Thanks,
hey, I just wanted to say, like, I kind of want to talk about Buddy Baker just for a second. I know, we already know that he's kind of a terrible agent, but that being said...
That. I don't know.
Well, hey,
He doesn't have a lot of big-name clients. He has a lot of clients, but they're not big-name guys.
No, that's cool. That's cool. But let me ask you this. Like, when the last contract came up, why would they want the contract to end when he's 30 years old, knowing that why wouldn't they sign like a 2-year contract or whatever and play that out instead of waiting until he's 30 years old to sign the contract? Like, why is that?
Yeah, I don't
knowing
know.
Knowing that the production, like, why?
I hear
that?
You.
Like,
I hear you.
That's a stupid agent.
Well, was he going to get a 7-year deal?
Well, yeah, that's like a 2-year deal.
You sign a shorter deal, JP. So your contract doesn't come up when you're 30 years old.
That's if you have confidence he'll still be performing. Like, I don't know. There's something to be said for locking in some money.
Well, that's also why guys agitate when there's 1 year left on their deal, which is exactly what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
I know one of the previous callers like, he's got a contract, whatever, but your contract at whatever gig you're doing is different than NFL contracts. We know that when guys outperform and start getting near the end of their deals, they start agitating for new deals.
And teams,
it's just standard business.
And teams often cave and give them the deals.
A lot of them do.
Right.
Right now, there's no caving from Adam Peters and company.
Not yet, no.
Of course, you can always tweet us at Junks Radio. You can text the fan at 1-800-636-1067 on our Lido Pizza text line. Coming up next, we'll shift gears. Open up EB's entertainment page here on The Junkies.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So we're going to have Greg Doyle from the Indy Star on coming up at 8:45, and we booked him to talk about their quarterback situation as we get ready for the upcoming season.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe Buddy Baker's an Indianapolis guy.
He is.
Maybe
as is Terry.
Greg Doyle knows a little bit about Buddy Baker.
Probably knows a lot about Terry McLaurin, too, because Terry McLaurin from Indianapolis.
Yep.
Yep.
All right, let's get in the entertainment page, Mr. Bickle.
All right, Ricky, of course, the entertainment page, driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl, Miriam. She's the general manager. Of course, you can check out their entire selection of certified pre-owned and brand new vehicles right there on the website. And I tell you every time, make sure when you get there, mention me. They're going to treat you like a rock star either way. It certainly helps. You're going to love it. Nothing drives like a BMW. The handling, the steering, all that stuff. Braking. It's pretty cool. Just as a little side note, Valdez, I'm surprised you didn't throw in here the Sydney Sweeney skydiving pics. Did you happen to see that? Sydney Sweeney skydiving and flashes a little cleavage.
Nice.
You know when they're tied to somebody and they have the cam
the
out
tandem,
front.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
okay.
They do the what? I don't know. I guess you have a selfie stick. I guess that's what you're doing, right?
I would assume. Yeah.
It's so crazy.
Those are still a thing, I guess. I guess people still use selfie sticks.
Yeah. No, they're definitely a thing.
I think you're kind of nerdy if you have a selfie stick, personally.
Well, I think that's pretty standard for those tandem parachute jumps.
Unless you're like, all right, I'll make a carve out. If you're a content creator, I'll give you a carve out. But if you're just a random Joe walking around with a selfie stick, dork. That's my opinion.
I have a buddy that walks around with a selfie stick, and it's often come in handy, like in a group situation.
How?
Like on a
for group selfies.
Group selfies, like on a team trip. He's just the guy that always has one.
Okay.
And when you want a picture of 40 kids and parents, he's the guy, and he gets them all in.
All right, two carve-outs. Content creators, dorky dads on athletic trips.
There you go.
Okay, that's it.
There you go.
No more carve-outs.
You know, speaking of you know, skydiving, you know, we were talking about JP's adventure the other day and all of the various...
JP's expensive adventure?
Yeah, all the death-defying deeds and acts that his kids wanted to participate in.
Right. Did anybody ride a motorcycle through a ring of fire when you guys were in Switzerland?
But Canyon Swing was about as...
I mean, that's pretty terrifying.
Scary
looking.
As you can see.
So my son and his buddy, they'll do anything.
Yeah.
They've been talking about jumping out of a plane, and it was just like... they're like, yeah, just not going to tell you until after, Dad. It's just something we're going
to
do.
It's probably a smart way to approach it.
Not
going to
tell you until after.
Yeah.
A situation came, and then he told me last night that he wanted to go to Florida and go like spear fishing or something. Like they always just want to do stuff. You know, they're just always looking for adventures. And then he wants to get scuba certified.
Spear fishing, I guess it's kind of intriguing, but isn't regular fishing hard enough? Like, now you're going to dive in with a spear?
They want to try the craziest things. They just want whatever.
Where did he get this gene?
I don't know. He's just a thrill seeker kind of guy. ADHD, man. He can't sit still. So, and he's got a partner. You know what? It comes from his buddy. He's like, why don't we do this? And Stevie's just a fun kid.
His buddy is the ringleader.
His buddy's the ringleader. Mm. And Stevie's just a fun kid. And Stevie's like, all right, I'll do it. Yeah, sure. We'll go. So anyway,
what's been the most extreme thing, like he's
that
done?
They've done? I bet I don't know.
Yeah, it's been.
But
kept
you don't
want to
know.
Yeah, yeah. I bet I don't know. I mean, they just do stupid things. Can I?
That's not good.
I know. Okay. But here's the thing. I made it a great. So last night we were having a conversation. I don't want to get too deep into it, but about his professionally and stuff like that, mm-hmm. and being very supportive. And I told him I was going to invest in something that he was doing.
Okay. Yep.
But I made him in the handshake deal. We made this deal last night. And I said, the only way I'm doing this and investing in this, no death defying, no motorcycles, no jumping out of airplanes, no bungee jumping, no getting the bins.
No hot air balloons.
Nothing like that.
Yeah.
Nothing like that.
Yeah.
All of that is off the table. No, I'm doing it, and I'm telling you tomorrow. Mm-hmm. No, you know, cliff jumping, and
so
we
any
agree.
High
so
risk
we have the agreement.
Any high risk activities nullifies your handshake agreement.
Well, it's more than a handshake agreement. I'm investing in something that he's doing, and so I said the only way I want. He said fair deal. Shook my hand.
But if you
so
find
I, you out, know how, you know what a relief that is for me? It's totally worth it. So because I know he's going to Florida in a couple weeks, and God only knows what they had planned. They would probably go spear fishing, jump out of an airplane, bungee. They just do stuff every day just because they're adventure seekers. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Took that off the table.
But I know you have fear to do things personally. You also have fear that your kids would do it. Like my daughter has done.
I don't want them doing it.
Yeah, my daughter is
crazy stuff.
Like Kelsey was mocking me, saying I was washed. She's done skydiving, paragliding, canyon swing, ATVs in Morocco. She's done a lot.
Yeah, I mean she's done a lot of death defying acts.
I don't think ATVs. I mean they can be.
ATVs are butt dangerous. Ask Rodney Rogers if
they can be for sure.
ATV is dangerous.
You gotta know what you're doing. You can't get crazy. All right, so we talked about the Biggest Loser documentary. And I guess it really just slamming it. I know Drabby was just slamming Netflix for putting it on because it's a 20-year-old show that
I finished
nobody cares
it.
About.
I finished it yesterday. I thought it was very interesting.
The one thing I did see is that Jillian Michaels denied claims that she was giving like caffeine pills to people, like sort of doing other things.
I would take a caffeine pill from her.
Yeah. Well, sure. I took caffeine pills
to
work out.
I want one right now.
But caffeine pills are often used to help speed up your metabolism, right?
It's more of an appetite suppressant. The more caffeine you have, the less hungry you get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's denying that she was using that. And apparently there may be a big lawsuit coming. I'm not sure. Oh.
And then also there was a lawsuit because I believe the New York Post alleged that one of the other trainers, like their assistants were giving, like yellow jackets and like fen to all the contestants.
Look at Drab just producing.
The only thing
caffeine
is
caffeine pills.
You're gonna get shaky.
200 milligrams per serving. That seems aggressive.
You're gonna get shaky.
He's not gonna get shaky. You know how much coffee this guy drinks?
Yeah. Here's what I'm gonna do.
As a pro,
I'm gonna put a couple of these in my pocket, and if I need one later at MGM, I'm going to stuff it in my
mouth.
Just
take one now. You just said I'll take one right now. You just said that.
I did say that.
calling your bluff.
Wash it down with my coffee.
He's calling your bluff.
I take one every day. You'll
really?
Be fine. Yes.
I'll be okay?
You're just taking one.
This body, this could be my infamous last words, impervious to caffeine.
I told you a million
times.
I'll
take the whole bottle.
Cocktail in college was two caffeine pills, ephedrine, which they've banned, and aspirin.
Down the hatch. Taking this with coffee, by the way. That's how real men take caffeine.
Why the aspirin?
Maybe so you don't stroke out. I think maybe thin your
blood
or something.
Yeah, thin your blood probably makes it silly.
But I'm telling you, we were roaring while we're lifting. You could feel your heart skipping beats 100%.
If I get an arrhythmia, I'm going to be very upset.
Yeah.
And I'll blame Drab.
And you weren't here last week. EB wouldn't give you mouth to mouth. Even if you're dying.
I just need chest compressions. I don't need mouth to mouth.
We learned that
afterwards.
I would
do that.
It's fine.
I would do that. I'm not putting my lips on your lips.
Just do this 50 or 100 times until you bring me back to life.
Jake's going
to
hit that instant replay machine like a piano in about 20 minutes.
You're probably right.
Tiffany Thiessen, 51. Apparently.
Did you throw the amber in there?
They just call her Tiffany Thiessen.
She dropped amber.
They used to call her Tiffany Amber Thiessen when she was on 90210. But now I guess, is she celebrating a birthday
was she on
or something?
Or Saved by
Saved
the Bell.
Saved by the Bell, right?
Maybe she was on both. I don't know.
I think she was on both.
Was she on both?
I wasn't a Saved by the Bell.
Or maybe she was.
So
I feel
no
like
idea.
She did Melrose Place or 90210.
Yeah,
she's known for Saved by the Bell. She may
for you
on.
Guys, but I think she did 90210. That's what I'm known for.
Kelly
That's
Kapowski.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I was going to quiz him on the name, and I was going to offer Drab's 401k in case
I don't know
it.
Her from.
She was on 90210.
Yeah, that's how I know her. You guys might know her from Saved by the Bell. I don't.
Like I know that she was
like
on
your first
it, but
ever...
I never watched the show.
Yeah.
After my time.
That's like Millennial's first ever TV crush.
When she was on Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, Kelly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
trust me, it hit me much harder when I heard the news, I think it was last week, that the little sister on What's Happening passed away.
Yeah.
Forget her name in the show. Her real name? D. Danielle Spencer died dead at 60. She was a vet, by the way, in case you didn't know.
Yeah.
Veterinarian.
Terrible. Yeah, veterinarian. That's what
Sometimes
I meant.
Sometimes you say vet, you think military.
I actually thought you meant military.
If like she's in
vet,
Desert Storm or something.
Yeah, that's right. Literally,
if I say vet, I mean veterinarian.
Okay.
If I say
it can't
veteran,
be misinterpreted.
A lot of people say he's a vet.
Yeah. I would say like, veteran for like...
like the
former military.
Like the radio station, yeah, connecting veterinarians.
Anyway, she did I'm some goofy video where
she's topless eating carrot cake.
She's topless eating carrot cake. Yeah. So if you're into that, I don't know if this is like a trend. Are other people going to be doing this now? But they say she's aging like fine wine. She's 51, looks great. I dare I say this? I saw an image of Joan Collins, who I believe is 93.
She's still alive?
She's still money.
She's still with us?
She looks unreal for 93. Drabby Wood.
She was
Drabby
old when
Wood.
She was on Dynasty. Yeah.
Drabby Wood.
I'm not into old ladies.
Dude, she has like no wrinkles. She must have her entire body Botoxed. She's like on a beach, and she's got like no wrinkles on her legs. Her legs look silly. She looks like she got 29-year-old legs.
Joan Collins, that is an old
name.
How is
that possible?
It's called filters, Rick.
How could you not be a shriveled up prune at 93?
I mean, she is beneath the makeup. You can tell she is.
Okay, look at the legs.
Makeup silly.
You like makeup?
Here's the headline. Joan Collins, 92, stuns in white swimsuit.
Hey, speaking of old bags, have you seen the internet go in a tizzy for Jamie Lee Curtis?
I have, yes.
She's doing a promo for Freakier Friday.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The sequel to Freaky Friday. And
she's showing her tiggles, right?
Dude, yes. I was not familiar with her game.
Have you not seen Trading Places?
Well, I've seen Trading Places, but they were not like they weren't like that. I mean,
I guess she's.
You might have to update your
maybe
your
she's
list.
Had enhancements since then. I don't know.
I mean, they're massive.
Yeah, they're big.
Would she make your top 10 now?
I'd have
you
to
might
think about
knock
it.
Off that, a cartoon.
I can actively say that was a groundbreaking moment.
It was
For 13-year-old John Hallville, when he saw that in, I think it was in the theater, maybe. Or maybe I saw it on VCR.
Is that like one of the earliest times you were titillated?
I was definitely titillated. There was definitely titillation happening.
We're in a great spot right now as men, because I think a lot of the discourse around Sydney Sweeney and her American Eagle ad,
mm-hmm.
you have a lot of marketing and ad execs now telling women to show them off. They get the same
Could
kind
right.
of publicity.
It's kind of liberating. Maybe you're onto something, Valdez.
Yeah.
Remember, I'm just seeing this on the front page of the Daily Mail. Do you guys remember that case in Kentucky where the sheriff went in there and shot the judge? Remember, it was kind of horrifying.
I do remember it, yeah. I don't remember all the details around it, but I remember
it
happened.
More details are coming out. They're alleging that the judge was shot dead in the courthouse because he ran a, quote, depraved sex ring. That Judge Kevin Mullins was killed when they say he ran his chambers like a brothel. And he was seen having sex with a girl inside the office.
Brothel's an old word.
And I believe that remember, the sheriff that shot him, they recently just were like Fridays or something, had like lunch. And then they went back and supposedly maybe he had gone through his phone or something and seen that the judge was in contact with his daughter.
Doesn't he know?
That was one of the allegations.
He's ruining the bit. The bit is I shot the sheriff, not the sheriff shot the judge. He doesn't know the song from back in the day.
Right. Love that song.
It's a great song.
Right. So anyway, that is a titillating story. It's a horrible story.
Titillating word of the day.
Okay, but that's a story
that word du jour.
That I'm into. Maybe we could get a very... that's a Netflix doc I would watch, Cakes.
Sounds intriguing. Sounds fun.
If they could get into it.
I know the one that you really want is the guy that escaped that had the big dong. That's Evie's favorite.
But they made a whole series out of it.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Well, because one guy was particularly well endowed. I think maybe the other one. I mean, you're left to assume he had said nothing.
Or Showtime did a whole...
I think the big dong guy is the one that died. I think the guy with the shrimp... I think he survived.
The Rom Dong?
I think the guy with the Rom in his pants, he survived. Yeah. Because they both split at the same time.
Yeah.
Big Dong guy and Little Dong guy.
Big Dong guy slowed down by his apparatus.
Yeah, he couldn't get around
couldn't
as quickly.
Escape.
I think that's one service I don't pay for anymore, Showtime.
Yeah, I don't have Showtime either. Got to draw the line somewhere.
You do. I mean, right? No Showtime for me.
Nope.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next, Greg Doyle is going to join us from the Indy Star. We will talk about what they're doing at quarterback, sprinkling some Buddy Baker, and more.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't go anywhere. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Going to talk to Greg Doyle here shortly on the Rude guest hotline. Rude's most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We're getting closer to the NFL season, about 2.5 weeks away. And it seems like the Colts have made a decision with their quarterback. They drafted Anthony Richardson, number 4, a couple seasons ago. And so far, it hasn't worked out, and they're not going to actually hand him the ball in week one. They're giving it to Daniel Jones, who we know quite well. All right, Greg Doyle joins us. Hey, Greg.
Hold on. Greg, are you there?
Hold on, the man said. How are you doing?
Doing okay. Greg. How about you?
I'm doing great. I got married this month, honeymooned. My wife and I moved into our home in downtown Indy, just walked my Greyhound, and saw a runner on the street. And I do this sometimes. Well, I do it all the time. I veered over to the guy. I just gave him a high five as he went by, a stranger. He shouts over his shoulder, "I do that too. I love that." So I'm living my best life, and I'm having a good day.
Random high fives? Oh,
all right.
Okay, I've never really considered that.
That must be like a runner's thing. Are you a runner?
I used to be, but what I really am is an encourager. Yeah. So I just like to,
right.
Whatever I can. The word of the day in my Bible app was Psalm 119:105. That's all I'll say about that. But Psalm 119:105, and I'm fired up. Let's go.
Well, where was the honeymoon? I'm curious.
Oh, let's really go. Cancun, my man. It was it's called the Viceroy Resort, something like that, in the Maya Riviera, or the Riviera Maya. Incredible hot season, so no one was there. You know, we got married in the hottest time of year, and it was hot down there, so the resort was empty. It was like a private beach. It was our own private Idaho, only Idaho's not cool. Mexico is.
Nice. All right, let's start with the Indianapolis Colts, but we do want to see, and I don't know if you know Terry McLaurin well and Buddy Baker, but they've got Indianapolis roots, so we do want to get there because we're dealing with that here in Washington. Fill us in on this Daniel Jones getting the starting position over Anthony Richardson. I mean, they drafted him number 4 a couple years ago, and it's interesting they're not giving him a shot to start at least the beginning of the season.
Yeah, you know, things. This is the kind of conversation you have to have on a show, and not on Twitter, because Twitter's where, you know, stupid people go and they read one sentence and they think they know everything, and they tell me they know everything, and so I just have to kind of grin and bear it. But this requires a lot of context, and the context that you need to know is this. Shane Steichen is in year 3, which is not terribly long, but still year 3. Chris Ballard, the GM, is in year 9. Jim Irsay died this summer. His 3 daughters took over. His oldest daughter, Carly Irsay Gordon, has no time for this. She's made it clear we've not been good enough, not under Steichen, not under Ballard. So, and they've gone 9-8 and 8-9. So what she's saying is 500 isn't good enough. And if they go 500 this year or worse, I think everybody's out of a job. Mm-hmm. Not that Daniel Jones is going to go better than 500, but he has a chance. And by chance, I mean, I have a chance of flipping a coin 17 times, getting the heads 14. Sure, I do. Won't happen, but I have a chance. Richardson has no chance. So they're trying to save their job. They've given up developing Richardson, and they're now just trying to save their job.
Right. Do you think Richardson has enough tools and athletic traits where another team, I mean, he's young enough where another team will give him a chance. Do you think he can develop into a reliable NFL quarterback in another spot? Because it's not going to happen in Indianapolis.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you don't give up on traits until you have to, you know. And he's got traits like we've never seen. Have we seen – I mean, we've seen bigger quarterbacks. He's 6'4", 250. There have been a few bigger quarterbacks, not many, but we've seen a few. I'm not sure we've ever seen a guy that throws the ball as far as he does. Maybe we have, but the list is short. And I'm not sure we've ever seen a guy much faster than he is. Michael Vick comes to mind, but you combine the size, the arm strength, and the speed, and we've never seen it. I mean, that's not hyperbole. That's not recency bias. We've literally never seen you know, at the NFL scouting combine, there's a guy, do you know who, I think his name is Joel, I know his last name is Platt, Joel Lee Platt. You know who that guy is?
Not sure. It's not ringing a bell.
Okay. He does something called the relative athletic score.
Okay. I know that.
Yes. We're familiar with that.
Okay. That's his baby.
Okay.
So he does the RAS at every draft combine and all that. And Anthony Richardson didn't just post the best score out of 2,000 quarterbacks or whatever. He's off the charts. Like there's a chart over here, and there's 1,900 quarterbacks on the chart, and then there's Anthony Richardson over there. He's off it. So, yeah, he'll keep getting chances, and he'll get a chance here. Jones is going to screw up. He's you know, I mean, he's a nice kid. I'm sure he's nice. Daniel Jones, if I had a daughter, he could marry her. It'd be great. I don't have a daughter, so it's never going to happen. But do I think he's going to win 11 games? No. I mean, not in 1 year. He might win it in 3 years, but there's no good chance. But he's just, for all his traits, you know, it's almost impossible. It's really almost impossible, as NFL teams have shown us, to really know what you're getting at quarterback. You know, when a team does the right thing and drafts, you know, Aaron Rodgers, or they draft Russell Wilson in the third round, you know, you say, wow, they knew what they were doing. No, they didn't. They got lucky. And when a team drafts Anthony Richardson fourth overall, wow, they don't know what they're doing. Well, no, they got unlucky, because no one knows. Until they get behind center with all that NFL speed and scheme, you just don't know. And we're finding out that Richardson, whatever's missing, and I don't know what it is, but there's something not quite there.
Weren't there questions about his work ethic last season?
There were, and he's admitted to it. Don't really know what that means, but he said that he wasn't the leader he needed to be. He wasn't the studier he needed to be. I don't think anybody's ever said he's lazy. In fact, no one's ever said that. And what I'll say, and what I wrote last year, and a year later, I stand by it. And just to be clear, while I don't think Richardson has a future in the NFL, I think he's an amazing young man. I root for him. I like him.
That's great.
Two things can be true, right? You can think the world of a guy, and just think it's not going to happen. And that's where I am with Richardson. But I wrote last year when all this, and it was leaked. Like, I don't know if it was Schefter or, you know, it was leaked to one of those guys that these transactional reporters that do nothing but answer the phone and give us no context, but hey, they got a sentence on Twitter and everybody's going to follow them. That's terrific. That's journalism 2025. But anyway, when that was leaked last year, I wrote, shame on whoever leaked it, A, but B, shame on the Colts for drafting a kid. He was 20, 13 career starts at Florida, 13. Clearly didn't know what he was doing. Okay. He's 20.
Right.
They drafted him. He doesn't know what it looks like to be an NFL quarterback. He has no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And so if he wasn't the first one in the building, if he wasn't the last one out, if he wasn't studying his iPad at all waking hours, if he wasn't doing what you're supposed to do, then shame on you for not telling him, because he's 20 years old. So again, I just want to say all that to say that, you know, people throw the words like work ethic around like he's some lazy bum, like he's Johnny Manziel or something. That's not what this was. This is a 20-year-old who didn't know, and he's learning.
And
he's a guy that if you knew him at all, you'd root for him. But if you watched him for 2.5 years, you'd say, I just don't think it's going to happen.
Well, and then the 13 starts. I mean, we have Jaden Daniels here. You want to talk about being lucky. Number two pick, who's played off. He had 55 starts in college by comparison.
Right. It's almost doomed when you start a kid that raw right away. He deserved a Jordan Love treatment.
Carson Palmer, too. I was in Cincinnati a long time ago when Palmer was a rookie, and I don't think he played as a rookie. And that's just nowadays, given the Twitter attention, given social media, given TV, given the amount of money, although quarterbacks, there's now a salary cap or a salary cap for first rounders or whatever you call it, salary structure. It's not tenable really to draft a guy number one overall, two overall, three overall, have the fan base get excited. And they're excited mainly because you stunk last year, which is why you drafted fourth overall. They're excited they have the answer on their roster. And wait a minute, the answer is not going to play? You're going to play Gardner Minshew or Joe Flacco? That's why we drafted Richardson, to play Gardner Minshew? We know how that movie ends. So these guys, there's no – you don't have the luxury of time, primarily because what I said earlier, if you're the head coach or the GM, you don't have that kind of time, although Chris Ballard's year nine. He's got some time, but
yeah.
These guys, like you said, Jordan Love treatment almost never happens.
Let's switch gears. We, you know, speaking of lacking the luxury of time, we only have a few minutes left.
Yeah.
What do you know about Buddy Baker? We think we know Terry McLaurin. Everyone's in love with the guy. What do you know about Buddy Baker, the guy that's representing him from Indianapolis?
I know him a little bit. He represented Ryan Grigson, the GM here. So I know him a little bit, and we've clashed over the years a little bit, and we've made up over the years a little bit. I've never met him in person. So, you know, he and I have a phone/text relationship that's very limited. I don't, you know, mm-hmm. we've probably interacted 10 times in my 10 years here. So do I know him a little bit? Yeah, a little bit.
What's his reputation, like that kind of thing?
I know him a little bit as a human being. His rep, I don't know. Like, I don't know. You know, maybe Adam Schefter would know because he can. Someone will call Schefter and tell him what Buddy Baker's rep is, and Schefter will then tell you whatever he was told.
So I'll give you the take here. The easy take here is this is a guy that reps a lot of lesser tier guys. Terry's obviously his biggest client, and maybe this is just a little bit out of his league.
Nope. And this is not me defending Buddy Baker.
Yeah, you don't care either way. I got you.
Yeah, I don't know, but what to me the easy take here, and I'm 1,000 miles away, so
yeah.
I'm not seeing the trees, I'm seeing the forest. But the forest I see is Terry McLaurin has been everything you want in a franchise player. Everything. He's the guy that's going to catch. I read a great column in the Post the other day about he's the guy that's going to score, get 1,000 yards. He's the guy that's going to you're going to pick one player in your locker room to go speak in elementary school. It's going to be Terry McLaurin. Mm-hmm. He's your wide receiver number one. He's your franchise, and you're a franchise that's been. And of course, Jaden Daniels is obviously becoming the franchise, but. McLaurin is everything you want in a franchise type player, and you're playing hardball with that guy. Meanwhile, there's bad dudes all over the NFL getting chances, getting money, getting this, getting that. Mm-hmm. So the easy take here, and I think it's right, is the Commanders need to reward the best person they've had on their roster in the last 15 years. They need to do that right now.
Yeah, it's a weird fight to pick. That's definitely what some of us have thought. Hey, Greg, thank you very much. We appreciate it, buddy.
Love the junkie. Thanks, guys.
Man.
Bye, Matt.
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
I think he said bye, Matt.
Yeah.
Hey, Drab, for booking him.
Am I going to pick up his high five randos that I'm just walking by in the street?
No, but I think that's like a running thing. Like anytime I've ever, you guys have been done races. Anytime I've ever gone to a race, I'm always just struck by how everybody cheers everybody on. You know what I mean? It's like a really uplifting
very
community.
Positive community.
It's a very
no
uplifting
doubt.
There's
community.
Definitely like a head nod that you do.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
You'll just like
uh-huh.
nod your head.
Yeah, but you like, if you're running, you give the head nod to the runners. You don't really give it to the walkers or the cyclists.
Right.
You just give it to the runners.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but he's an ex-runner or
a
runner.
He's encouraging. He's an encourager.
I can see it. Yeah, I can see it.
I just don't know if I have that in me.
You probably don't.
I don't think I do.
Right. You're not that much of a people person.
Pretty sure I don't.
Haven't you said that you used to, when you used to park over at Homewood,
yeah.
when even like Jason was walking the street, you'd cross the other side?
No, I never crossed the other side, but like if he was like 20 steps in front of me.
You'd step back?
No, I'm not going to like speed up to try to catch up to him. I mean, I'm going to see him here for 4 hours.
Right.
Like, what do I have to talk to him on the block to work for?
I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
1-800-636-1067 is the number. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.